Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network on Swift 98 and The Spur, heading into the guest interview segment for today and touching base with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Mayor Rue Rock with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor Rock, good morning. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Duke. Gosh, it's like spring outside again, isn't it?
It really is. It's so weird. But you know what? We're going to want the moisture, but for now it feels good. So you know what? We'll just take it. Mayor, let's talk about what's happening in the town of Star Valley Ranch. Maybe take us back to the most recent town council meeting and maybe summarize some of the big talking points or main discussions that took place.
Absolutely. So we did have the most recent meeting we had was a town council work session last week. We had a couple of topics there that we've been continually discussing or frequently. So the EMS special district, of course, which everyone is aware of, that the county commissioners are putting forward. So that was a big topic of discussion among our council members. Everyone's very interested to see where that goes. Sounds like there's a good bit of support from our community for it, although we are a bit worried about the increased mill levy, but we'll continue to watch that. And we do plan to provide some comments to the county commissioners during the comment period. You probably also know that the town is currently considering an annexation application from a subdivision that's adjacent to the town called Mountain Estates. So we're still in the information gathering phase and looking at all the potential impacts if that parcel was annexed into the town. We definitely want to know everything we can about the costs and the revenues, the positives and the negatives for the town. And that has definitely been a topic of high interest for our residents as well. And then beyond that, at the meeting, we had some discussion about our upcoming budget season, which we'll really get into next month, and some ordinance changes for our short-term rental ordinance. So that was pretty much a recap of the meeting from last week.
Sure. Now, going back to the annexation discussion, I know that's been on the agenda for a little bit. For those who aren't familiar with where that subdivision is, and is this a new development or has it been there a while, maybe just give us some more background on that.
Sure, absolutely. So the Mountain Estates subdivision is on the eastern side of Muddy String Road, just north of Crater Canyon Road, and it is directly contiguous to the town of Star Valley Ranch. The property's been within Lincoln County and has a conditionally approved master plan for the subdivision, and it does consist of currently 54 townhomes, I believe, and 68 single-family lots. Presently, though, there's only 4 townhomes that have been constructed. So it's kind of just getting off the ground. And we're pretty sure that after looking at our ordinances, there may have to be some changes to the density of the townhomes, but that's something we're still working through. And the council won't be making any decision on this until later in the spring, most likely toward the end of April. We got the application at the beginning of December, so we do have a 180-day timeline to work within, according to the statutes.
What are some of the pros and cons when you look at this type of annexation to the town?
So, of course, you know, you got to look at the revenues, and eventually, I think in the long run, that could benefit the town, but currently that property is planned for development in phases, so it does stretch out a long time. So the town really wouldn't see a lot of revenue up front. I think from the standpoint of possibly having some additional parks and maybe walking paths, that could be good for the town. But on the flip side of that, there's concern about additional traffic from that subdivision. But you know, overall, the thing we're trying to make sure everyone understands is that that subdivision will be developed whether it's part of the town or not. So it's just a matter of, does our town want to have the ability to sort of influence and control what does happen over there? You know, we have ordinances and things that would apply to that development if it became part of the town. Otherwise, it would still be in the county's jurisdiction.
Star Valley Ranch Mayor Rue Rock with us this morning on the Weekday Wake Up. Mayor, you mentioned how warm it's been, and it seems like spring may hit earlier than it typically does. With that in mind, are there any maybe spring summer projects that are on the list for this year within the town of Star Valley Ranch?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, one of the biggest things with this crazy winter we've had is that I'm really hoping we can get back out on our town roads and start getting those back in shape. You know, we've got 60% of our town roads are still unpaved, and many of them have grades of 15% or even more in some cases. And so this crazy winter with its lack of snow and then rain and the continual swings between freezing and thawing have just really put a hurting on the town roads. We've got a lot of places that are just in really rough shape. So really would like to see us be able to get out there and start getting to work on those so we can get the gravel roads in shape. And then we also have, you know, some additional chip seal projects that we want to get underway as well. So I think, you know, roads is going to be really the focus this season as we get into the warmer months.
That's Mayor Rue Rock with the town of Star Valley Ranch. Anything else you'd like to mention, Mayor, while we have you on the air today?
Last quick thing is, again, roads. We seem to always be talking about roads and water here at Star Valley Ranch. Our town actually did just apply for a federal build grant, which is a Department of Transportation program. It's a really competitive process, but our application is, if it was to be funded, would enable us to do a whole lot more paving, actually pave all of our roads over the next 8 years. But we won't count those chickens, you know, until they hatch. So, but with any luck, we'll be able to get some additional funding and get more of our roads paved over the next few years.
Okay, we'll see how all that plays out. Mayor, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Duke. Have a great day.
You as well. It's Mayor Rue Rock this morning with the Weekday Wake Up on SVI Radio.